This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. This has been an extremely sad day for us here at ULR Public Radio. Our longtime leader, Ben Fry, has died. He was 54 years old. His wife, Karen Fry, says he passed away in his sleep this morning of a heart attack. If you're a regular listener, you probably know his voice.
Hi, this is General Manager Ben Fry. During our fall fund drive last week, we heard from more than 450 listeners who made
Ben had been with the radio station nearly 30 years, initially serving as news and information director, then program director, and in the last couple of decades as general manager. Safe to say, he was the glue that held this place together. Lisa Bond-Modpin is the dean of UALR's College of Social Sciences and Communication, which KUAR and KLRE are a part of.
Ben was a fantastic example of the integration of the instructional mission of the university with the public service mission of the university. He was a dedicated radio professional who also loved to teach and to provide students with opportunities to learn through involvement with the public radio stations. He was also just a really wonderful colleague.
Ben was a native of the East Arkansas town of Wynn. That's where he started in radio, at his hometown radio station while in high school. He moved to Central Arkansas for college, attending the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. He worked for a commercial station, producing commercials, before he started with KUAR in 1988. At that time, he worked with William Wagner, who was then a part-time board operator and today serves as operations manager. Wagner says Ben had a calm leadership ability that was key in running the stations and getting the most out of his employees.
In radio, you have a lot of different type of personalities and different types of people. Ben had this ability to bring people together and to have them work as a unit. He was a very unique person who knew every inch of the station. He knew every bolt and, you know, wire that was out of place when something went wrong. And there was no way we could have made it this far without his talent.
And as far as bosses go, I can say he was an extremely nice person to work for, while at the same time also held us to very high standards. Ann Nicholson has worked at KLRE and KUAR for 34 years during Ben's entire time here.
He had a very warm heart. He was a bit of a pushover in a way. He wasn't intrusive. I mean, he didn't go and hover in rooms and make you feel that he was listening to what you were trying to do. When he came to anything that was going wrong, he knew exactly who to go to make sure that it was helped or rectified or something. It was hard for him to be a boss in the sense that he would point out things that needed to be addressed.
Ben oversaw every aspect of the administration and operations of the stations. That included fundraising and working with the board of the Friends of KLRE, KUAR. Catherine Hazlett is the current president of the Friends Board.
I think Ben is one of those guys who you walk into a room and I think he's fairly introverted, but he's so the heart of the room. He knows everything about the radio station and everything about what's happening. And if you had any question, Ben was always there with an answer. He was always there to help. He was always there to, like, you know, maybe if you were a little exuberant about something, he might kind of say, hey, the way this has worked in the past is this, which might be a little dose of reality, which sometimes you need when you're super excited about something. But Ben was just such a stalwart, so ever-present, so amazing, such a great, great asset for the radio.
And ULR Public Radio really was a part of Ben's family. Content Management Director Karen Trico-Stewart has more on that.
So Ben had two children, Sarah and Sam, but he often joked that he actually had four children, Sarah, Sam, KUAR, and KLRE. He was extremely dedicated to public radio and its mission. He challenged all of us to think creatively and to think strategically about the future of the stations. He would also joke that he loved to hire people who disagreed with him. And what I think he meant by that is that he wanted as many viewpoints as possible represented when it came to making key decisions about our approach to programming.
And again, if you're just joining us or hadn't heard, the station's longtime general manager, Ben Fry, passed away in his sleep this morning. One of his strengths was being able to go on the air when key things happened to one of our stations. In 2011, after an arsonist set fire to KUAR's transmitter, he joined me the following afternoon to give an update to listeners.
One of the things that you, in a situation like this, where you know, circumstances that are so difficult and where someone has done something terrible to you, there are always such great response and such wonderful people. Our listeners who have given us good feedback.
And in addition to serving as general manager of KUAR and KLRE, Ben was also a professor at ULR and a film enthusiast. Karen Trico-Stewart joins me again now live in the studio with more on Ben's life and his role in the community as an educator, boss, and film critic.
Yeah, Michael. Ben taught film classes at UALR and served as the school's coordinator of film studies. I spoke with Philip Martin earlier today. He's a columnist and film critic for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, who also taught film at UALR. And he expressed several times that Ben was someone we likely all took for granted.
He was just there, sort of, I don't know, I mean, like a landmark or something, but not like a Washington Monument, more like, you know, the drive-in where you got your soft ice cream or something. He was really approachable and really friendly, and Ben is an interesting figure in that, you know, he had a foot in two worlds, in journalism and in and in academics. And both those worlds are kind of famous for cattiness and for being places where, you know, there's a lot of backbiting and sniping at each other. And but, you know, in that world, you know, Ben was just like this. I've never heard anyone say anything, you know, negative about him.
And so because he loved film, Ben made presentations about motion pictures at local events, including Second Friday Cinema. And that was a collaboration between KUAR and the Old State House Museum to screen a series of Arkansas-related movies. And here's what Bill Gatewood, the director of the museum, had to say.
We were very excited that he played a major role in the museum's Lights, Camera, Arkansas exhibit. His expertise in and passion for Arkansas films was infectious, and we will really miss him.
And then yet another project of his was that he hosted a movie show on UALR's university television. It was called Home Fried Movies, and Cheryl Hellman is the director of university television, and she had these memories to share.
He loved movies, and he particularly liked horror movies and bad, cheesy movies, which was perfect for us because we couldn't afford to run first-run movies of any kind. In fact, all of our movies had to be public domain movies. And so we were talking about doing a show, some way of incorporating his knowledge of film and movies into something that we could run on the channel and still make it educational. And we came basically to the conclusion with a name like Fry, you can't do anything but a diner. And so we came up with the Home Fried Diner. And the whole concept was is to make it as much fun as we possibly could. We came up with the concept of he would rate each of the movies with French fries. The whole copy was written with a lot of puns. And at the same time, it had a lot of information for people to learn either about the director or the film style, or the actors and the actresses, or just what was going on in the film industry at that particular time.
And so Ben had this good sense of humor and was also an educator and a boss. And during his career here at UALR, he worked with Dr. Jamie Byrne when he was coordinator of the film program, and they were colleagues and on leadership committees together for the university.
And I always very much valued his bright mind and his cool head and his big heart, I think is probably what characterized him. As a colleague and an employee, you couldn't ask for better. And as a friend, he was without par. I think if there's a silver lining, it's that the very loving legacy that he leaves will be long and far-reaching.
And Michael, I think it's also certainly worth saying that under his leadership, KUAR got a major grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Right, which is going to enable us to create more of a state partnership with our other NPR stations around the state, and that's just in the formation right now. But Ben played a key role in helping to secure that. As for the future of the station, after decades of Ben's leadership, Program Director Nathan Vandiver has been named to serve as interim general manager. And here are his thoughts.
Ben carried a great weight here, and he did a lot for us. But I'm confident that as a staff, we'll be able to pull together under the direction that he provided us and keep public radio going in Central Arkansas as an uninterrupted service for the foreseeable future. Ben left a strong legacy.
We've been sharing memories and thoughts about longtime KUAR general manager Ben Fry, who died today at the age of 54. A memorial service is being planned. We'll have more on that, and you can read more about his life at KUAR.org. We've also had an incredible outpouring on our Facebook page, so thank you to the listeners and supporters who have shared your thoughts on there. I know I speak for the entire staff of KUAR and KLRE when I say that Ben will be deeply missed. This is 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, news and culture for Arkansas.